Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 575. I'm producer Gerald. And today, as always, I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. It rained all week.
Yes.
I mean, we went from needing a coat to needing a boat. And this morning, it's cold again.
Yes, it is.
So I don't even know what to do. It was frigid outside. Then it just rained for a week straight. The ground is done. It's given up. Everything is just a squishy mess out there. And then this morning, it's like a brisk 39.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
it was only supposed to be, I think on Thursday, it was only supposed to be like 55 or something today. It wasn't going to be no rain yesterday, but they changed that.
It rained almost all day.
Yeah.
It just sucks. It is definitely inside weather right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely sucks for you because the type of business you're in.
Yeah, it does. It screws up everything. So
for me, it doesn't matter one.
Yeah.
Rain, snow, sleet, sunny.
Yeah, it screws up everything for me.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Well, you know, what can you do?
Mm-hmm. Just go to sleep, wake up for the next day.
Yeah, keep on keeping on.
So, what'd you do this week?
I really just worked, complained about the weather, and played a lot of games.
Oh.
I was telling friend of the show Marshall 205, or maybe it was friend of the show Matt, like, I'm probably more into video games now than I have been in a couple years.
Mm.
And I give a lot of credit to games like, I here's the problem I think I have. I played... You know, we play multiplayer games every night.
Yeah.
And mostly I just do it because we like to talk and goof off and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's less about the game and more about, like, you know, hanging out. But, you know, playing Dredge, which is my kind of game, and then playing Cult of the Lamb, which is my kind of game, kind of reminded me why I love games.
Yeah.
And kind of got me more interested in playing different stuff again. You know, I think the problem is only playing that one kind of game over and over and over in multiplayer games is fine. It's what I prefer to do every night. But every now and then, I got to remember to play something for me.
I mean, you went so many years just playing Rocket League.
Yeah, I need to remember to play something for me that's not a multiplayer game, that's my kind of game, because those are the games I love.
Mm.
You know, and so, you know, getting back into VR, playing... Dungeons of Eternity, which is awesome, and then I've been so hard on Dave the Diver.
Mm.
I've played tons of that already. I've heard it takes about 50 hours to beat. That game is perfect. That game is like Dredge. That game starts out slow, it creeps up on you, and the next thing you know, you can't stop playing it.
Yeah, you're 20 hours in.
Yeah, it's the same exact vibe as Dredge too. Like when you start, you can only go. Dude, when I first started, my average dive would be like 2 minutes long, and now I'm diving for 20 minutes at a time. And you can go so much further and see so much. There is a story. Story doesn't really matter to me. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. But there's also the, you know, you're diving for fish so that you can cook sushi, and then you also at night have to work in the sushi restaurant.
Right.
It's just such a, it's very Dredge-like, and the more you learn and the more you like get new things you can use, it opens up the game in different ways. It's just really well done. It's really fun. And I can't wait to get to the actual Dredge DLC. There's such like a spooky element to it where, I don't know about all those weird pictures. There's such a spooky element to it where, you know, you're looking at your oxygen level. Like right here, you've got a picture pulled up of a tiger shark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they attack you, they bring your oxygen level down because you're panicking, I assume, is the thought process there. But, you know, you're already low on oxygen. You haven't found, an oxygen capsule yet. Maybe you don't have any more tanks. And then the shark pops up and you're like, I don't want to fight that because... I don't have enough oxygen. And then it sees you and it comes after you. And now you're like, I can't really fight because I can't afford the oxygen that it'll take to stick around, but I also can't afford the oxygen it'll take to run. And the ocean is spooky. The deeper you go, the darker it gets. It's a really good game that does a lot of different things. The restaurant thing is like playing Diner Dash up top. Same thing when it starts out, you're like, this is impossible. But then you start hiring staff and then you start cooking more dishes. And then pretty soon you've got like a well-oiled machine running up there too. Mm-hmm. It's just really, really good. I can't say enough about Dave the Diver, which I know everyone already knows it's good, but it's very good. And so that's kind of keeping me rolling along there with a game that I really love. And then, I've also been playing, Party Animals pretty well every night. We finished the pass, which is free, but we finished it. So each day you can get two random rewards once you finish the pass. So we've just been getting on each night, getting two rewards, and then we've been jumping in Power World, which is also my kind of game.
Yeah, I have we have some news on that.
So we've been playing Power Worlds. Now, I will say the last update pretty well broke it. We're having a lot of crashing issues since the last one. Since the last update. So, but that Power Worlds is fun. It's janky. It needs some time, but it's Pokemon meets 140 other games. And, it's also a good time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just feel like I'm going from good game to good game to good game to good game. And it rarely works out that way. And it doesn't matter what I end up in. Like all of them are fun. And so, played all those. We did our multiplayer game. So we did Zombie Army 4 again.
Yep.
That was week 2 of it. I know you hope to finish it, but I don't think we're going to.
Yeah, I don't think we have. Well, we had to redo the level because I got kicked off.
You know, that sucked. I don't know why it doesn't migrate host, but your internet dropped and it backed us all the way out and made us start over.
Yeah.
But we're also, it's just slow. I mean, it's a slow go. I think we're still on chapter 2.
Yeah.
Of 9. And so we're not going to make that.
And we also ended early.
We did end early. I think I personally was frustrated when we had to run the level back over. Mm-hmm. But for the show, Marshall 205 had an early morning with a walk. So,
yeah.
He needed to be somewhat alert. But yeah, I was frustrated when we had to do it over. You know, I like playing games and I like playing most kinds of games, but I don't like running the same mission back to back on anything.
Right.
You know, it would be the same if I was playing anything else. Like if I was playing Dave the Diver and it crashed and I had to start over in the middle of what I was doing there, I would just take a break and play it some other time. Mm-hmm. You know, Power Worlds has been crashing for us. And so we have not been playing it as much because we jump in there, it crashes 3 or 4 times. I'm like, hey, I'm just going to go. I'm going to call it a night because all I'm going to do is get myself frustrated. I'm trying to avoid those. So I personally was frustrated when we had to run back through.
Me too. Cause after that, I just felt like they were done.
Well, you've already done it all.
Yeah.
You know what's coming with it. And so there was no surprises for us. You know, that game is fine. It's very solid. Like it is what it is. It's that kind of game. Mm-hmm. I have almost like my sniper rifle's all the way upgraded for the level that I am. And my shotgun I think I need 4 more and it'll be all the way upgraded for the level that I am. I find those upgrade kits and upgrade my guns. And so, I feel pretty powerful as far as that goes. But you just get overwhelmed no matter what in that game. Mm-hmm. They send lots of them at you. We get split up bad. I think with it so far, and maybe it's because we're just stuck in chapter 2, it doesn't feel like anything new has happened in that game.
Right.
Kind of since we started, like it's the same thing. So I'm interested to see if it opens up in here, if it's just more of that.
I think it's just more of that. Just there's every level, they just add a new zombie.
Yeah, which is fine, but I feel like it's, if you're trying to beat it, like the story is kind of irrelevant to me too. Mm-hmm. It's all right. It's not the worst game we've played in multiplayer. That's for sure. We played a lot of bad stuff. That's part of it. Kind of think it's part of the charm of it. Mm-hmm. But so I played a lot, didn't have a bad time with anything. I wish Power Worlds would quit crashing. I wish our game didn't kick you out. But I mean, I've had fun playing pretty well every single night.
That's good.
I will say though, the problem with playing every single night is by like Thursday, Friday, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, staying up till 12:30 playing, you know, and then it takes me a while to wind down. And then back up at 6:30 in the morning makes for some long days.
So did you get some quests in?
We did not play quests this week. We did not. I was really trying to finish Party Animals.
Okay.
That pass.
So this week maybe?
Yeah, I think so. I'll probably play either way, even if they don't, but I don't know. Every time I think about doing anything else, I grab my Switch and I'm back in Dave the Diver.
So Dave the Diver on Switch.
Yeah. So I mean, it just refuses to come out on PS5.
Then Party Animals on Xbox.
Yeah.
And then Power Worlds. Power Worlds, what are you playing that on?
That's on Xbox too. There's
Xbox. So then the dungeon game on Quest. So you're getting all.
Yeah, I'm everywhere.
Yeah, all four.
Getting all the systems. Which is nice. I mean, it's nice to jump around. I will say my old brain is sometimes having issues with the buttons.
Hmm.
Like switching system to system. I don't do it enough, or I haven't been doing it long enough to where it's just muscle memory. When I'm switching, it's like B is here on this and A is here on that. And, you know, PlayStation is fine. I play it all the time, so that feels comfortable. And then, you know, Oculus is doing its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just have to think, like when I see ZR on the Switch, I'm like, is that the bumper or the back? Yeah. You know, I have to think about that, which makes me a little bit slower. But it's nice. It's nice to play everything. I mean, honestly, the Switch has been sitting for quite a while, and the Xbox also sits for long periods of time. And right now my PS5 is getting less play than it has in years, which is a good thing. I mean, everything needs to be played.
That's another reason why I don't want to get another system.
I mean,
because I'll neglect one or two.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any way around it. You can't play everything all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to have options. Game Pass is a, you know, it gets me to play a lot of things I wouldn't normally buy.
Yeah, I hear that.
But so super solid week, tons of gaming. I am extremely worn out. I was working on the office out here until 1 o'clock last night.
Damn.
So, worked out here till like 11, took a break, played some games, then came back out here. And I'm super tired.
I bet. And we had an early morning.
Yeah. It'd be like that sometimes though.
Yeah, my whole week is, I have to be at work at 6 a.m. because we still have a big project going on.
That sounds terrible.
Yep. So at least I got some overtime. I got 7 hours of overtime. That's
pretty rare where you are, right?
Yeah, now. First 2 years, overtime was pretty easy to get every single week. Now it's rare. So my nights will be early. Luckily, when we played Thursday night, I didn't have to be at work until normal time on Friday.
Yeah, I'm not like an asshole in the mornings, but I'm not a morning person. If I could figure out how to start my day at like 10:30 every day, that would be ideal. That's what I need to be able to do as late as I stay up. If I could start at like 10:30, I'd be great.
I have no issues. I'm the same. As soon as I wake up, I'm like awake and ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm too. Like I'm not, you know, some people, you can't be around them.
Yeah. They don't want to be around, or they, let me get my coffee first.
Yeah. I'm a dick. You know, some of the, they say different words, but that's all I hear.
Yeah.
But I don't have that issue. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not sleepy tired. I'm like exhausted though, like mentally and physically by the time I get to the end of the week because of lack of sleep.
Right.
I'm just not as young as I used to be, you know,
mm-hmm.
catching up to me. Anyways, what did you play this week?
Same of Fallout 76 a little bit, and then a lot of God of War. I'm at 74% completion.
I'm surprised you're not finished with it yet.
Oh, every time I think I'm done, I add a damn whole new map.
Yeah, I thought you would come in and say you were done this week.
I was hoping. The way the story was going, I thought, okay, here we go. I'm gearing up for the boss, like the final battle. But nope, here we are going to a whole another map that's massive, and you're going to spend 4 days exploring the map.
You still don't sound like you're having a good time still.
No, nah, I'm just ready for it to be done.
Yeah. What's next?
Something not that long. I'll probably try to find something played pretty quickly.
Yeah, something like Dave the Diver.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll do Dave the Diver.
You thought the same thing about Dredge.
Yeah, but Dave the Diver, I would want to play that on Switch, but I'm going to have to find something to play on PlayStation.
So the problem with Dave the Diver, they're from a small, well, I think it's published under a bigger umbrella, but it's a Korean developer, and they don't seem to have any plans to bring it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure now that I purchased it, it'll come out on PS5. But, you know, when you go and read, like, everything I read just keeps saying, like, they have no plans to bring it. They have no plans to bring it. And I know they won't have plans until they do.
Yeah.
But I just finally gave up on waiting because I'm like, by the time I play it,
you know, be done.
Yeah, and I still have, like, I want to play those kind of games right now. And so the idea of waiting just didn't make sense any longer. Plus, they had the Dredge DLC. And so I just gave into it. I'll still buy it on PS5 if it comes out because it deserves to sit on the shelf next to those others.
Yeah. I'll probably find one of those free games to play.
Yeah.
That's in my library.
I've super enjoyed it. You would love it.
Yeah, I probably would. I haven't downloaded the demo on my Switch.
The demo didn't really do it justice. I will say that, you know, I looked up, I told you, and the demo was over. Mm-hmm. So I played through the whole demo, but it doesn't do it justice. That game is super deep.
Yeah.
And I'll just say that because you're deep diving. I also like that Dave's a fat guy, too. And people comment on the fact that you're awful big for a diver, and I like that.
Right. It's like, damn, you should be sinking, not floating.
Yeah. Everybody's like, you don't look like the other divers. I'm like, you son of a bitch. But I like that because, you know, it gives me somebody to root for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just the normal stuff, Fallout 76.
And God of War.
God of War.
Yep. Which I'm leveling my character up, so I can go back and be some of them boss. They have these berserkers, gravestones you have to go through. And I've got two of them, but they're really, really hard. Kind of like the Valkyries.
Going for the platinum?
No, I didn't get the platinum in the first one because I still have them two trophies. And then this one, I think I'm only like at 32% trophies right now. I don't know if I want to try to run around trying to collect everything because I really want to get to another game.
Yeah, I get that.
We'll see. Depends how close I am.
Now, how's Zombie Army for you? Because you've already beat the game.
But it's been so long, so it's almost like redoing it over, but I remember some things and some things I don't.
Yeah. Are you having fun with it?
Yeah, I am.
It's
because with all four of us, it's going quicker. Because, I mean, I was dying almost every level multiple times.
You said that we've never died, and then we all for sure died last time.
Yeah, well, my first death was a weird glitch. My guy just was walking, and I couldn't do no controlling.
Yeah, I didn't die and have to respawn, but I did have to get picked up a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
We got split up bad, but I felt like they really dumped it. I don't know if they ratchet up the amount of people that are in there when you're playing with more people, but it seemed like there's just zombies everywhere.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
It's more.
That's all I got as far as stuff I played.
Yeah, same here. Let's get into some news. I got a few articles this week. Bring the whole thing over. I have one thing I've been saving, which I'll save again because there's quite a few this week. I thought it would be kind of interesting to see your thoughts on some of the stuff. All right, so the first one, don't know if you've seen this. Sony is releasing a Final Fantasy VII Rebirth TV. So it's a TV just for this game. I mean, you could buy it. It's a TV anybody can watch.
It's just branded, right?
It's just branded for this game. Where's the... It is a Sony Bravia XR TV.
They show it?
Not in this article at all.
What makes it Final Fantasy?
Don't know.
It's just their regular TV. I guess they're just literally going to just put a Final Fantasy Rebirth logo on it.
Probably. Yeah, because here's the Bravia XR TV.
What a weird, unnecessary thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is your hope?
Don't know.
Scroll down a little bit so I can see if it says anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. Do not have any. They will not have any exclusive benefits for playing the title on Sony's television, but according to the Sony, it comes with several features to make their experiences smoother. TV boasts a audio HDR. Shaw players to have the best HDR settings when they're first setting up the PlayStation 5. And
it's just like they're pushing it as a gamer TV, but why wouldn't it be a PS5, like a PlayStation branded TV and not a Final Fantasy Rebirth TV?
Yeah, because they had that one Sony TV that if you had a PlayStation in another room, this one would connect to the PlayStation or a remote into it.
I've got that PlayStation TV, the 3D one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you hear the rooster?
Yep. All right, next one. Talking about the Sony Backbone. I did see that Costco had the Backbone on sale for like $30 for like 2 days.
Hmm.
But we don't have a Costco around here. But this one is introducing a Death Stranding limited edition controller, which looks pretty interesting.
It's a backbone.
Yeah.
It's see-through orange. You know what? I think this is weird on a lot of different fronts because, you know, Death Stranding is obviously a PlayStation. You know, you think PlayStation when you think it.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's weird about it is that the backbone, it doesn't serve the same kind of purpose as it did before the portal in my eyes.
Yeah.
But this is a, you know, it looks cool. The tie-in's cool.
Mm-hmm.
They have some pictures with Kojima and everything. So obviously he was involved in the process, but it's weird to me that I guess I just wonder what Portal has done to their business on the PlayStation side. Now, I know that you don't have to use it exclusively for PlayStation. I'm just curious as to what that's done for that.
Yeah. The Backbone controller is going to be $124.99. It'll start doing direct orders on January 30th.
It's Kojima, so it'll be collectible.
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to scoop up one to keep and see if it ever did anything, that's probably the one. Just keep in mind that that's going to be irrelevant in 10 years when they've changed the USB-C already.
Right. Okay, so here I'm reading, it says that if you pre-order the game, you can get a director's cut version game code for Android and for iOS.
Which is Death Stranding for phones.
Yeah.
They're releasing on, or it may already be out, but Death Stranding for phones.
Hey, to get a game out, I'm all for it.
Same.
One,
I mean,
a game.
Death Stranding's a game I always wanted to play that never did, but the phone is not how I want to play that game.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next one.
Which I think you said this, but it is limited edition. So if you want one, yeah, you probably should pre-order it.
All right. I'm going to skip that one. We'll go over that one next week. So this week, Microsoft lays off 1,900 Xbox, Bethesda, and Activision Blizzard employees. So another big layoff.
It has to happen.
Mm-hmm. It's the beginning of the year. It's usually when companies will either lay off a bunch or hire a bunch.
Yeah. I mean, as games get completed, even smaller ones, as tasks get completed. I mean, unfortunately in this industry, or in the video games industry, I should say, I'm not in that industry, but I mean, jobs come and go.
Yeah.
You take contracts to complete something, but if it's cut or if it's not necessary, or sometimes, unfortunately, and I know there's a better way to say this, but I mean, you just got to trim the fat.
Yeah, sometimes what used to take three people to do now only takes one.
You know, companies bloated during COVID, and not all of those companies have thinned that all the way back out yet. And plus, to your point, AI is changing the way a lot of these things work. It just, you don't need as many people. Mm-hmm. For good or bad. I don't want to get into the AI argument, but you know, it's changing the way things work.
Yep. All right. So game we talked about early, Power World Xbox US player number briefly surpasses Fortnite as Steam sales hit $8 million in 6 days.
Yeah, it's everyone's playing it right now. It caught on. It's viral. Mm-hmm. Every streamer on TikTok that I come across is playing it.
Yep, and it says Power World passes 5 million copies sold in 3 days. Now it's at 6 million in this one.
I just want to say about Power World, just to be clear, it's fun. I enjoy my time in it. I want to play it. It needs a lot of work. It's in early access.
Yeah, and so apparently there's some lawsuits going on it right now.
There is no doubt that some things look similar.
Yep, to Pokemon.
To the Pokemon. Here's what I'll say, though. Pokemon doesn't own the rights to any cuddly-looking monster.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so many ways you can draw a cute sheep.
Yep.
The problem becomes when it looks so similar, and then the task is also to fight with it, get it down enough that you can throw a ball and capture it, and then after that, you actually have that to fight with. I mean, the similarities are not just in the visuals.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely in the gameplay as well. I mean, it's undeniable that they look like Pokemon, but there does somewhere have to be a line. Like, you're telling me, so you look at those sheep right there. We're looking at a picture of Power World sheep, and then we're looking at a picture of a Pokemon, which Wulos, however, I'm sure that's wrong for all the Pokemon people. They look similar, but let me ask you, how would you design a cuddly sheep?
Very similar.
Plump, small legs.
Yeah.
Same way. I mean, big eyes. I mean, I don't know how else they're supposed to do that.
I mean, you can inspire somebody. I mean, how many other games have people that look similar?
And I'm sure the devs played Pokemon.
Yeah.
You know, there's no doubt whether they meant for it to be or not. It was a reference. I don't know that, the game is fun, and you know what? It's different than a Pokemon game. The similarities are undeniable, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so apparently in the game, you can... Well, you played the game, so you know. So I don't know if it's fair. You can capture humans and enslave them.
It's a bad look.
Yeah. Then you can do something with the animals also. You can kill them and eat them or something, or some other...
I mean, they give you food sometimes when you drop them.
Yeah.
Or when you kill them. I don't know if it kills them, it incapacitates them, and they just lay there. But it's a bad look that you can capture humans and in a ball and then throw them in your camp and have them work.
Yeah.
It suits what you're doing in that game because that's what you're doing with the monsters. But maybe at some point someone should have said, do we want to be able to do this with humans? Because they look like humans.
Mm-hmm.
So you could literally have a camp of all humans working.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bad look.
Yep. And now the food part with the animals, I'm okay with, because I mean, Minecraft, you kill a pig and you get food.
It's very like, I mean, it's kind of silly. Like, I mean, you'll kill something and you'll have a kebab.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll go make a kebab with it. You know, it's, you just get a chunk of meat and then you'll get to make a kebab. It's no different than any other. Remind people when we played the forest, we were literally taking zombies' arms, putting them on the fire and cooking them into steaks and eating them.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's an infected arm off of a zombie human.
Mm-hmm.
Way less disturbing. Power World is.
Next one, there's a rumor that Switch 2 is gonna have an 8-inch LCD screen. So are you gonna get the new Switch 2, or is this making you want to get it, or you don't really give two craps?
The screen size doesn't matter to me. I've played a lot of Switch in the last 2 weeks. I think the screen is fine size.
Yeah, me too.
I will tell you that I'm going to be disappointed if the Switch 2 comes out and looks just like the last Switch and is just updated graphics. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking about, I have the Animal Crossing one and it's a beautiful system and it's the one I want. But I was like, you know, I wonder how much different the OLED really looks. you know, as far as the screen goes. But I'm there's I have 0% of me that wants to go get an OLED Switch. 0%.
So I've seen like the original and then the OLED next to each other. And yeah, the screen's bigger, it's cooler, but I'm to me, it's not enough difference to go and trade it in or sell it and get the bigger screen.
Just don't play it enough. I mean, I haven't played it in forever. I've had Zelda sitting on the shelf forever, and I want to play Zelda, but it hasn't been the right time for it. And also, I haven't wanted to dust the Switch off. So I don't know. If the Switch isn't doing something new, as long as it's doing something new, I'm on board. And I don't even require much. But if it's just the same thing with better graphics, I'm going to have a tough time.
So is this also making you think of what they could, would they change it, the Joy-Cons?
So that means I don't know,
your old Joy-Cons won't work with your new Switch?
Correct. So if you do too much, then it doesn't work anymore. And then you don't need to call it the Switch 2, because if you do and people want to use everything, like Switch games need to work, Joy-Cons need to work, all that stuff needs to work.
Yeah.
Well, because of that, you can't really reinvent the wheel.
Because you can only do so much on the screen.
Yeah. They can make the screen bigger. They can make the controllers kind of flare into the smaller controllers. I mean, they can make a bigger one that snaps on, but you can still use your smaller one. I mean, that's all fine, but that's still just a Switch.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I had another Switch thing. So the game you like, there's some Shovel Knight controllers coming.
Yeah. Shovel Knight it was a great game for me in the time that I played it. I haven't done anything Shovel Knight related since, or anything Yacht Club related that they've released. These are cool, but the controller thing was, when it came out, I was like, it'd be neat to have all the controllers, but they make a lot of controllers. Mm-hmm. A lot of colors, a lot of game tie-ins. I mean, if I was still fully erect about Shovel Knight, I might get those, but I wouldn't buy those. I like the blue and yellow ones. Red and green together are always a little Christmassy. That blue and yellow looks pretty good.
Yeah. Go back to that. And then there's another one. This pastel pink coming out with the Peach game. Peach Showtime. Princess Peach Showtime game.
And I'm going to tell you, those look pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I don't like is that both controllers are pink.
Oh, see, that's what I do like about it.
Well, no, because all the other controllers that are out there, you get them in two different colors. Is the first, or is this the second one? Both of them are the same color.
I think they've done sets that are the same color.
I think it's the second one.
The grays are the same color for sure.
Yeah.
But I think there's been others. I don't know. I like those.
I think maybe they did a pink and then like a white.
Now, here's my concern in a separate. Don't close that tab yet. Open up Animal Crossing Switch. I don't remember what color my Switch is. I think it's a white on the back. You'll have to do Animal Crossing Switch system probably, or console, because if you do, it's just going to pull up the game.
Yeah. Blue.
Nah, it ain't that one.
Blue and green?
The controllers are, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the back of the system? Can you find a picture of that? I kind of think the back of the system is not black. Okay, so it has the back of the controllers are white. It's black with Animal Crossing designs on it.
Yeah.
The pinks would look good on my system still. Mm-hmm. They'd look dumb in the dock maybe, but maybe not, because my controllers now are pastel. They're like a light green and light blue. My dock's got that sweet little Tom Nook and Timmy and Tommy on it. I like those pinks a lot.
I still have my original colors. I don't have any other.
Are you gray?
Yeah. I'm gray. I'm gray now. Oh. I did have the red and blue, but then when I traded that in to get the extended battery one.
Yeah. I had the red and blue, but then I got the Animal Crossing one. Mm-hmm. I think that Animal Crossing one, it's going to be hard to top for me, because it's a game I love and I also like the way it looks.
Yeah, see, the Fortnite had blue and yellow. This Pokemon had a green, gold and yellow. Mario Red's the two. That's the other one I was thinking of, where both of them are red. Spider-Man's also got the solid red.
I think there's been several of them.
I thought there was only just the pink and then the.
Okay. I like the matching ones. I think they're kind of goofy when they don't match. I've gotten used to it because they forced me to, but I prefer them to match.
Mm-hmm. All right, some more Nintendo news. The Nintendo's announced the 3DS and Wii U online play will end April 8th.
It's time.
Yeah. I think later on in the article, it talks about how many players are actually playing.
Yeah, it's time.
Okay, then I saw this game coming to Switch. It's called Golf Night. Have you seen?
No, but it looks like it reminds me of Golf Story. Just in that one screenshot.
Play it. I know how you like the golfing games.
What's the night part of it?
Golf Night, N-I-T-E. Don't know.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing at night, like in the dark.
It doesn't look like it.
But it's not. But there's some other stuff going on right there.
Yeah. It's like silly golf.
Yeah.
That would be fun if it was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be cheap, though.
Let me see if it says it. Price. Does not say a price on this.
I think they're just trying to get people who are searching for Fortnite.
February 9th. All right. And then there's a VR game.
Before you move on, you know, when you said Golf Night, for some reason, I pictured like an actual like a Shovel Knight style character playing golf.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Like night, that kind of night.
Yeah. So the Titanic VR game's coming. It looks, it's only a minute long, but it looks pretty good.
It looks real good. Also, I'm a sucker. I like the Titanic stuff.
So it's centuries gone by. You're going to go explore the Titanic.
Not submersible style. You're actually on the Titanic. It what appears to be as it's sinking.
Yeah, there's all kinds of water. You got to climb up. Look at the water on that.
Yeah, I'll probably play this. Some it of seems it, terrifying.
Yeah, the water looks amazing, but some of the other stuff is like at the end of the VR game. Oh, what was that?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know about that. I don't need that. That might lose me a little bit.
Yeah, the little horror aspect of some creature.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's like a spooky game. Why couldn't we just... I just want the Titanic experience.
A big... What is it, ant or...
I don't know. Long, spindly legs. Titanic, a space between. Escape, survive. I don't know what that's coming for, but that trailer was for the Quest.
Yep. February, it'll be launched on February 14th for MetaQuest, PC VR, Steam VR, PSVR, and Omni One at a later date.
Damn near about everything. PSVR 2 also.
I just said PSVR.
Yeah, I didn't want people to get disappointed.
All right. Another one, Fortnite is returning to iOS. They're going to make, they've agreed to alternative app marketplaces.
It's a weird hardcore standoff between two companies who lost a lot of revenue, but I guess it's whatever.
Yeah, it's good.
Now I'm like, how many people want to play on their phones that haven't been?
Mm-hmm. Another one, Netflix monthly game downloads nearly tripled to 28 million in December, thanks to GTA. Have you messed with this Netflix gaming?
Never even opened it.
Dude, did a friend of the show Marshall 205 or Patman or Matt or anybody?
Mm-hmm. Nope. No.
I mean, I have not touched it at all either.
I only barely even know how it works. I think you have to open the app, mm-hmm. and there's a game section you have to go to get the download codes. Yeah, and I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it's on the actual PC. I don't know if it's on the app. But another podcast I listened to, and I know they've talked about it.
And all the games are for PC too, and I don't really play on PC. So.
Yeah.
Not I don't really. I don't play. I don't know why I said it that way. I don't play on PC.
All right, I know you're not a PC gamer, but I want to show you. This is someone customized a PC into looking like a Lamborghini V12.
The cases I like. Even the cases that don't look like cars, just the ones that are cool looking. I'm a sucker for the way computers look.
Yeah. So this is, that's a PC.
Yeah, that's wild.
He's got all the...
I mean, it's cool to have that sitting on your desk.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're a car guy.
Yeah.
The things that modders do nowadays is amazing.
I keep seeing all the videos for the racing sims and the rigs, and they're just, they're so cool.
All right. I have one more news story, then we're done.
Okay.
All right, so this last one, for all you listeners on us, Google Podcasts, if you listen to us on Google Podcasts, Google has announced it is going away after March. It'll be moved over to YouTube TV. So if you listen to us on Google Podcasts, please follow the instructions to go to YouTube TV, hear me YouTube Music, or listen to us on a different one, iHeartRadio, and some of the other places that support podcasts. So Google's slowly changing everything over to YouTube. I mean,
they're doing it for branding, I'm sure.
Yeah, I had a big, huge Google Music collection and a movie collection. It's all on YouTube now.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just, I mean, Google doesn't seem to like to have its hand in too many things for too long. It loves too many things, but not for too long. Mm-hmm. And I think at this point to migrate everything over to YouTube is not a bad idea.
Yeah, you just get it all in one place.
Yeah, it's easier. I mean, I don't want to pretend like it's not an adjustment for consumers because I know it is, but you'll be fine.
Yeah, they sent the email out back in September about this and just letting them know, hey, it's coming. So now you have until April 2nd to change everything over. So I'm up because I still use Google Podcasts for all the podcasts I listen to.
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right, but that's all I had. There's no Lego news this week.
That Rose set they released looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It does.
I like it.
Yeah, I tried to do the minifigure with the checking the barcode.
That doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Yeah.
You know, which one did you get?
I got, what was it? Someone I didn't want.
Same, but I got the one that sells for the most, though.
So. Oh, you got the dog?
No, it's the demon one. The demon vampire? Oh, they don't call it that. The, whatever they call it. I don't think they use words like demon. Sells for like 14, 15 bucks.
So I have, you have the girl with the wings back here?
Let me see. Share the screen.
Oh, shoot. My bad. I still had it. Or is the guy in the front?
Not her. The one with the shield. All the way to the right. In the bottom row. That one. The night vampire. Nope. Down. Night vampire.
Okay.
So on eBay, he sells for the most.
Hmm.
I only want the train guy, and I do like the black and white detective, but the train guy is the one that I feel like I need to have.
Yeah, so now I have her.
Oh, I don't even care about that one I got. I don't like him at all. The goat guy would be good to get for the goat.
Yeah.
But I spent an absorbent amount of time in Walmart trying to figure out, and that thing is not correct.
Yeah, I found like two other ones I was trying to follow, and none of them.
I checked every number on that package, and it doesn't.
I've even done where you scan the QR code, show the number. I looked it up online and still nothing.
Yeah. Well, if you got an extra train guy, let me know.
Well, I need to find him first.
I know.
I want the train, the gamer girl, and then the detective.
I would like to have the black and white, the train guy, and the goat herder.
Okay.
I should just sell the one I got I don't want, and then I could buy two of them.
Yeah, I asked when we went to the Lego store in that one little shop, I asked the guy if he trades, and he was like, no. I was like, can I bring a minifigure and trade it with another minifigure? He was like, no.
He just gives you credit for it.
Yeah.
Got to keep that business running.
Yep. All right. So that was it for us today. You have anything else?
That's it.
Okay. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials. Get Game Underscore Stitch. At Ho F and Show. That was episode 575. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.